and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. We got a lot to break down. And tomorrow, we'll be doing the show up in Logan as Utah State will introduce their next head coach as they settle in on their hire and pull the trigger on the next head coach at Utah State.
Excited to talk to Joe Wetzel, and I'm imagining Joel's got a pretty good understanding and idea of all those things. So excited to catch up with him and paint a little better picture of what we're looking at here, Scotty.
Jared Calhoun takes over the reins, taking over Youngstown State 7 years ago. Took a lot of heavy lifting, but back-to-back 20-win seasons has earned him a spot in Logan as the new head coach.
That's crazy, and it's wild, and it's something that I hope that Utah State finds a way to solidify somebody that can be there for a while.
Yep.
I'd like to see somebody land and be there for at least 4 years, 5 years, maybe.
Well, Joel Wetzel, kind enough to join us, sports editor of the Vindicator and Tribune Chronicle, kind enough to join us. Joel, how are you?
What's up, Joel?
How's it going, guys? I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So I do the play-by-play for Utah State, so this dude's going to get stuck with me for a while. So what are we just tell us a little bit about Jared Calhoun, what he's like, and what Utah State fans can come to expect from him.
Well, as the play-by-play guy, you'll get along with him real well. He's always been very friendly with the media and with the team coverage. As far as on the court goes, a pretty exciting brand of basketball. He really likes to give his players the freedom to make plays. A good example of that, his forward a couple years ago, Adrian Nelson, took as many threes as some of the guards. So a lot of good offense, a lot of exciting basketball.
What's his main frame of interest when you're talking about just his on-court play?
Yeah, I think it begins with solid guard play. When his teams were at their best, he had a really good point guard that could kind of run things and facilitate for others. Kind of fast-paced. They like to attack and transition when given the chance. And then defensively, he'll throw mostly man-to-man at you, but he'll mix in some zone from time to time to throw teams off, too.
Talk about recruiting. Everybody's got a type. What's his type? What's he looking for?
His type is the transfer portal. That is where he and his staff have really, really, really solidified themselves in Youngstown. In the last couple years, I think the entire starting five were all transfers. And in the portal, he likes to target older guys. Guys that have been winners at previous programs and are maybe looking for a new opportunity. But there's been a lot of turnover from roster to roster with him in the last couple of years, but he's also managed to win with entirely new teams too.
Is this a guy that has big family, no family? Like what kind of life does he bring to Logan?
Yeah, he's got a wife and four kids. Really nice people. I've had the pleasure of meeting them a couple of times, but yeah, pretty good sized family.
All right, Joel. So when you look at the evolution of Youngstown State, just kind of talk us through where that program was when he took it over and where he got it to, and just how impressive a feat was that?
Yeah. So for those without context of Youngstown State basketball, when he inherited the program, his predecessor had gone above 500, I think, twice in 12 years. And then it took Jared a couple years to get above that mark, but then he was above 500 in his final five seasons at Youngstown State. And then as far as postseasons go, a couple CIT appearances, and then the top he made was winning the Horizon League regular season title a couple years ago, and then they actually hosted Oklahoma State in the NIT. So good postseason runs. And as time went on, the program just kept getting better and better.
Talk to us about this most recent season, what he was able to put together in a 22-9 season, and your overall impression of how he wrapped things up at Youngstown State.
Yeah, I think last year, this most recent season, was kind of like the year before. A lot of transfers, a lot of new faces, still able to put together a 20-win season. It was actually Youngstown State's first back-to-back 20-win campaigns in program history. So as far as his departure goes, certainly leaving on a high note and leaving it much better than how I found it.
So when you look at you know, his staff. I know they promoted one of his assistants to become the new head coach there. Do you anticipate some of those guys will come with him? I know that a couple of the old Utah State staffers are vying to stay on, but kind of walk us through what you anticipate is that's going to look like.
Yeah, so I don't have any great inside information to share. I would probably guess at least one or two guys do go with him, though. His staff's done a nice job here in Youngstown, and I would guess he'd want some continuity.
So Youngstown, Ohio, I would imagine, is pretty close-knit, and I'm sure that he had some influence there. I'm just curious what he brings to the community. What's he like in the community? How interactive is he? How personable is he? I know you kind of mentioned that coming in, but give us a little bit more in-depth of what type of personality he is, because my co-host here across the table from me, he's going to be interviewing him weekly and dealing with him on a pretty intimate basis for hopefully for years to come. But what's he like away from the basketball court?
Yeah, pretty outgoing guy. I mean, he's out in the community a fair amount. And then his teams have been very involved. I know, you know, some of the players have gone to local elementary schools and read the classes and encouraged things of that nature. I think he had a couple all-academic guys just this past season. So as good off the court as he was on the court, as far as I was concerned, and I'm sure you'll find it to be the same way.
So, Joel, could we consider you a believer in what Jarrett Calhoun is bringing to Logan?
Yeah, I am absolutely a believer in Jarrett Calhoun. I don't think you come to a place like Youngstown State and turn it around the way he did without knowing what you're doing.
Well, we appreciate your time. Thanks for hanging out with us, and look forward to catching up with you again down the line sometime soon.
Thanks, Joel.
All right. Yep, thank you all.
Joel Wetzel, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, covers Youngstown State, senior editor of the Vindicator and the Tribune Chronicle.